Hello, listeners. We're doing a promo for our much-beloved sponsor, Nutsy, and the Guts presentation that is happening this coming January.
A trivia question for you, Lou. What does Guts stand for?
Global Ultimate Training School.
Yes.
Let's go.
Which is technically like the overarching company that Nutsy is now under. Yeah.
Yes. So Guts has a number of presentations, discussions, panels coming up in January and February. And we're going to preview some of them here quickly because a couple of us are presenters in these events and give a little information about timing and what else you're supporting when you participate in these events.
Yeah.
Okay, so I will start because I am likely presenting in the first two presentations, which are about one of my favorite topics, mental resilience. Tina and I will present a sort of baseline mental resilience talk. Intro, as a coach or as a player, what are sort of the first things, most important baseline things to do with your team or individually? And then we'll also do a second session that's kind of next level, getting into some more detailed things, I hope. And I'm excited because it's going to have a bunch of new stuff that we haven't presented about before.
The week after Tulsa and Tina's second one, there is going to be a discussion / presentation on different people who are doing film projects in the Ultimate community. I don't want to give anything away, but there's going to be, I think, three different groups of people presenting about films that they're making about, which is pretty awesome. So if you're someone who's interested in film, or you're interested in the history of Ultimate, or just different stories in Ultimate and how to tell them, it's what we do. There's also going to be a presentation by Brian Jones and Miranda Roth Knowles that I'll keep a secret for now. But it's
let me add quickly that I got to share a car ride and a meal with Miranda after Pro Champs.
Oh,
and
so jealous.
I know. I had never gotten to hang out with her before. And she's awesome. And she has so much knowledge to share. So I'm really excited for whatever she and Brian come up with.
I once interviewed Miranda for a unfinished and unpublished UltiWorld article about the, it was about the history of the Amherst, Paideia, and just like general Seattle youth communities and their teams and the growth of them. And I talked to Miranda a lot about the Paideia one. It was very cool.
Should we full circle it and get her on the podcast so you can finally publish something, an interview with her?
I finished the Amherst side and I wrote like half the Paideia one, and I did a ton of interviews about Paideia in Seattle also. And I think it was all super interesting. I just never actually did anything with it. Turns out my career arc was not meant to be an UltiWorld journalist. So we have a college panel, which is something that we're super excited for. This is the first time we've done something like this. This is going to be a way for high schoolers to get to hear about different college programs, Ultimate programs, for the first time. So there's going to be presenters from different schools. There's going to be D1 schools, D3 schools from all over the country. And we're also going to be publishing like an almanac, like an e-pamphlet of sorts, that's going to have bios and information about different college Ultimate teams for people who come to that. So it's going to be a way for people to sort of get eyes on college programs before they have to do a bunch of boring research themselves as they're applying to schools, because we all know how difficult applying for colleges is, and this is a way for people to have it made a little bit easier for them. The next class is me and Tina. Ours is called Complex Problems and Simple Solutions for Players and Coaches. It is going to be what it sounds like, but we're very excited about it. Tina and I frequently talk just about common issues that are still super hard to deal with as coaches and how we best, you know, tackle those problems. So that's what that's about. And then the final one is the Women's Summit, which Tina has been wanting to do for years and years and years. And it's, I think Tina's hoping that it's going to have somewhat of like a similar impact as the 99 Days Facebook initiative. I think Tina is just like really excited about this because she's been wanting for a while to talk about the women's division and how to get more people playing, how to make things more equitable, how to make things more inclusive for non-binary players and people of all identities. And it's something that she's pretty pumped about.
Woo!
Woo!
So registration is open and you can go to nutsy.net to sign up. A big piece that we want to highlight is that these Guts presentations all fundraise for Nutsy scholarships to be able to help pay for Ultimate players to attend NUTSI next summer. So when you're paying to sign up for these classes, that's where your money is going to.
Yeah, this has been like a really big part of NUTSI the last few years, is trying to make camp more attendable to more people. We know how expensive it is to send someone to summer camp for 5.5 days, and we're trying to make it more accessible to as many campers as possible. So you attending these courses is you getting to learn and see and hear cool people talk, but it's also helping young people get to have a super fun experience.
So maybe a final parting question is, I would love to hear what each of you, Timmy and Tulsa, which panel or discussion, whatever, which one are you most excited about?
Ooh, I have my answer. Well, I think right now it's the one by Tina and Timmy, the complex problems and simple solutions, because I texted Tina this quote that I saw the other day, and it says, "A great coach once told me that good coaches take complex ideas and make them simple, while a bad coach who wants to appear like they know what they're doing takes ideas and concepts and makes them more complex." And she was like, "Yes, I agree." And it's so funny because Timmy and I are doing this class, so I'm super excited for that one.
She sent me that text once. You sent her that text.
Nice.
It's funny you said that, Tulsa, because I'm most excited about your advanced mental resilience.
Aww.
Time. I've heard you and Tina do the intro one a number of times. It's fantastic. I love it. But I'm excited to see what y'all come up with for the next level, because I'm always, as we all are, I'm always learning more about how to like train the mental side of things. And I'm psyched.
Old nerds.
Definitely check out these courses. You can find longer bios for each of them on nutsy.net, and it's going to be super exciting. We'll hopefully see you there. Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. If you like the podcast and want to support us, here are a few things that you can do.
You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Share the Air Podcast, and on Twitter at Share the Air Pod.
You can also rate and review us, and most importantly, subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen.
And if you want to show more support, or you just can't get enough of Share the Air, you can check out our Patreon at patreon.com/sharetheair. If you're interested in repping some Share the Air gear, check out our VC Ultimate store at vcultimate.com.
If you want to get in touch with us, you can email us at team@sharetheairpodcast.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Thanks so much for listening.
Share the Air is recorded and edited by Tulsa Douglas and Luisa Nevis. It is planned and produced by Tulsa Douglas, Luisa Nevis, and Tim Bobrowski.
Share the Air's music is by Gray Devlin and Christopher Hernandez.
Finally, thanks again to our sponsors, NUTSI, BC Ultimate, and the Center for Applied Neuroscience.